We are beginning Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omid Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Omar Rami Bar Choma. In the Mishnah, we learned a list of differences between the Boma G'dayla and a Boma K'tana. There are many halachas which are noyeg on a Boma G'dayla, which are not noyeg in the Boma K'tana, as we learned in our Mishnah, and as we learned in the Gemara, the source for each of those halachas. Smicha, Kihun, Bigtikhuna, among many other halachas. One of the halachas mentioned was that of Mechitza L'domim, that in the Boma G'dayla, as in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, the halacha is that there is a division between the upper half of the Mizbeach and the lower half of the Mizbeach, and the certain korbanot, the dam has to be sprinkled on the upper half, and certain korbanot, the dam has to be sprinkled on the lower half. An oila must be on the lower half, a chatas must be on the upper half. In the Boma K'tana, there is no such halacha, there's no Mechitza L'domim, and the dam has to be sprinkled any part of the Mizbeach. Even the dam of an oila could be sprinkled on the upper part of the Mizbeach, and it's kosher, there is no Mechitza L'domim. Another halacha we learned was that there is no tnufa in a Boma K'tana, there's no waving. And therefore, as we'll see in this Gemara, since there is no waving, there is no mitzvah of Chaz V'Shoik. The halacha of Chaz V'Shoik, to take from the Shlomim the Chaz V'Shoik, and to do the mitzvah of tnufa with them, and then to give them to the Kohanim, does not apply in a Boma K'tana, because their main mitzvah is tnufa, and since there is no din of tnufa in a Boma K'tana, it's not lifnei Hashem. Therefore, we say that the entire halacha of Chaz V'Shoik does not apply in a Boma K'tana. This will apply also to the truma of Lachmei Toida, to the 1 out of 10 chalos which is taken from the Lachmei Toida and given to the Kohen. Its mitzvah is also one of tznufa, and since there's no tznufa on a Boma K'tana, then this mitzvah does not apply in a Boma K'tana. These are the two halachas that our Gemara will mention explicitly. In beginning this Gemara, we will learn with the girsa that is printed on the right-hand side of the Gemara, where it says Tzorech Loimar, because that is the girsa of Rashi. And then, Ibn Hashem will come back after learning the girsa of Rashi and learn the girsa of this Gemara that we have printed in our Gemara. So we will now be learning the girsa on the side. The Gemara begins, Omar Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma said, Loishanu ella b'kodshei b'magdoyla v'hikrivay b'magdoyla. That which we learned in our Mishnah, that there's a difference between a b'magtana and a b'magdoyla. But in a b'magdoyla, all of these halachas are noyig, that one has to be careful with all these halachas mentioned, listed in the Mishnah. That's only in kodshei b'magdoyla. That's only if when he was makdashit with the intention. He was makdashit for the b'magdoyla. When he was makdashit, he said that he was makdashit to be makrivit in the b'magdoyla of either Gilgal or Noiv v'givon. V'hikrivoy b'magdoyla. And he was makrivit in the b'magdoyla. That's when we say that all of these halachas apply. Ava b'kodshei b'magtano. But if it's kodshei b'maktana, in other words, when he was makdashit, he did not say that he's going to be makdashit for the b'ma g'dayla. He was makdashit with the intention of being makrivit on a private b'ma, the korvinu b'ma g'dayla. However, then he went along and he brought it, and he was, in fact, makrivit by the b'ma g'dayla. He took it to the Mishkan in Gilgal or in Noiv v'Givon, and he was makrivit there. Ein chitzui. Then we say that there is no halacha of chitzui. There is no halacha of this division of the domim. There's no halacha that the dam has to necessarily, the dam of an oila has to be necessarily placed on the lower half of the mizbech. And as we'll see, this will apply to the other halachas that are particular to the b'ma g'dayla and don't apply to the b'ma k'tana as well. But he mentions chitzui. And he says that that which we learned, that there's a difference between a Boma G'dayla and a Boma K'tana, and we say that that which is brought on a Boma G'dayla requires Chitzui, that if it's an Oila, for example, it must be placed on the lower half of the Mizbeach. That's only if the Hektish was made with the intention of being Makrivit on the Boma G'dayla. But if the Hektish was made with the intention of being Makrivit on a Boma K'tana, even if later he happens to take it to the Boma G'dayla, then then we don't have to be particular about the Chitzui. The halachas of Boma G'dayla do not apply because it wasn't a Hektish for a Boma G'dayla. That's what Rami Bar Choma is saying. We continue with the Girsa on the side of the Gemara. Masiv Rabba. Rabba asked the Kasha on this. We learned the following. Choza v'shoik utrumas lach metoida noyagin b'boma g'dayla ve'noyagin b'boma k'tana. We learned that choza v'shoik, the choza v'shoik which are taken from a shlomim and to which the mitzvah of tznufa is done and then they're given to a kohen. The same goes also for the trumas lach metoida, that's the portion, the 1 out of each 10 lach metoida which is taken off and tznufa is done to it and then it's given to the kohen. These are noyag b'boma g'dayla. These apply in a boma g'dayla where there is a mitzvah of tznufa. But they are not noyag in a boma k'tana, because in a boma k'tana there is no mitzvah of tznufa. As the Mishnah mentions, as the Gemara learned from a potek, tznufa is lifnei Hashem, but in a boma k'tana there is no din of tznufa, since the main mitzvah of these items of the chazav v'shoiken of the true mitlachmei toida is tnufa, and there is no mitzvah of tnufa on a bavak tana, so these mitzvahs don't apply at all. So there is no chazav v'shoik that has to be given to the kayan, and there is no true mitlachmei toida that has to be given to the kayan in a bama tana. Al koponim, what Rav is asking is that the lashon of this brisa is that they're noyigin b'bama gdoila, they're noyigin b'bama gtana, that they apply in a b'bama gdoila, and they don't apply in a b'bama gtana. It doesn't make a distinction as to how the hekdish was made. It would appear that we're speaking about the same carbon. If it's brought in a b'bama gtana, it does not apply. If it's brought in a b'bama gdoila, then it does apply. So we see that even if the hekdish was made for a b'bama gtana, if he happens to bring it to a b'bama gdoila and is makriv it there, that these mitzvahs would apply. This is a contradiction to Rami Bar Chama, who said that the mitzvahs of a b'bama gdoila apply only to something whose hekdish was made for a bama gdoila. Answers the Gemara, again continuing with the Girsa, Ema noyhagin bekodshe bama gdoila. Ve'ei noyhagin bekodshe bama ktana. I will say that what the Braisa means to say is that these mitzvahs apply, the chazav v'shoik, the trumas lachmei toida, apply in kodshim of a bama gdoila, but they don't apply to kodshim of a bama ktana, even if it happens to be brought in a bama gdoila. I'll learn the pshat based on the halacha of Rami Bar Chama, that's what the brisa means. It doesn't mean to say that the same animal, which was mukdish in the same way, it depends where I do the avoida. To the contrary, it depends how the hektish was made. If the hektish was made for a bamak tana, then even if he brings it to a bamak doila, it won't have the halachas of a bamak doila. If the hektish was made for a bamak doila, that's when it has the halachas of a bamak doila. We continue. Ika de Amri, some say that Rami Bar Chama said something different. Ika de Amri, some say Omar Rami Bar Chama, that Rami Bar Chama said Loishanu ela bizman bama gdoila. That Rami Bar Chama said that these halachas that we learned in our Mishnah that apply to a bama gdoila is only in the time of bama gdoila. And Rashi explains that this means in the time when all there is a bama gdoila, in a time of Isser HaBamas, namely in the period of Shiloh, or of the Mishkan in the Midbar, or of the Beis HaMikdash. Avo bizman bama ktana, but in a time when there is a bama ktana, when bamas are mutter, and then there are bamas ktanas, and there's also the bama tzibur, even if he's being makriv these korbanos in a bama gdoila, and even if he was makdish them for that purpose, for bringing them to the bama gdoila, still ein chitzi, there's no mechitza ledomim, that we don't apply the halachas of bama gdoila, such as the halach of chitzi domim, that the mechitza, that the dam has to be placed on a particular half of the mizbeach, will not apply to the korbanos. However, Rashi says that this is only speaking about the korbanos that could be brought on a bama ktana. So Rashi explains the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama as saying a very big chiddush. It's going much further than the first lashon of Rami Bar Chama. In the first lashon of Rami Bar Chama, he said that if the person was makdish something for a bama ktana, even if he brings it to a bama gdoila, we say that the halachas of bama gdoila don't apply. The second lashon of Rami Bar Chama is saying that even if he was makdish for a bama gdoila, but if it's something that has a halacha to be brought on a bama ktana, if it's something which can be brought as a neder or an adava, it's oilos ushlamim, even if he's makdish for the bama gdoila and he brings it to the bama gdoila, the halachas of bama gdoila do not apply. The halachas of bama gdoila will apply only to those korbanos which have to be brought on the bama gdoila, just as the korbanos tzibur. There we'll say that the halachas of bama gdoila apply, but the halachas of bama gdoila will not apply in the time when it's hutru habamais to a carbon which could have been brought on a bama ktana, even though this particular carbon is being brought, and even though it was mukdish for the bama gdoila. That's what Rami Bar Chama is saying. Motiv Rabba asked the kasha on this, according to the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, chaz v'shoik utru matlach meitoida noyagin b'bama gdoila vei noyagin b'bama ktana. We learned that Brisa says that the chaz of a shaykh and the trumas lachmei toida, that which we take off from the lachmei toida, these mitzvahs apply in a bama gdoila, but they don't apply in a bama ktana. And according to Rami Bar Chama, this is not so. The brisa seems to be saying that at the same time when there is such a thing as a bama gdoila and a bama ktana, that if this is done in a bama ktana, then these mitzvahs don't apply. But if it's done in a bama gdoila, then these mitzvahs do apply. And Rami Bar Chama, according to the second lashon, is saying that these mitzvahs won't even apply in a bama gdoila as long as it's a period of time when bamas are mutter, when there is such a thing as a bama ktana. And this is a kind of carbon which could be brought on a bama ktana. So according to Rami Bar Chama, we should say that there's no chaz of a shaykh and no trumas lachmei toida, even if it's brought on a bama gdoila, as long as it could have been brought on a bama ktana. Says the Gemara, Ema will say that what the Brice is saying is this, noyagin bizman gdoila, noyagin bizman ktana, that will say that it is noyag, these mitzvahs of chaz of a shaykh and trumas lachmei toida are noyag in the time when all there is a bama gdoila, but they're not noyag in a time when there is a bama ktana. In the time that there's a bama ktana, then we say that even if it was muktish and brought for the bama gdoila, that the mitzvahs of bama gdoila do not apply. The Karen Oira points out that this would this would appear to be a chiddush and not coincide so well with the pashtus of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says ma bein ba magdoila l'ktana, that the difference, and the Mishnah lists all these differences between a ba magdoila and a ba magtana. B'pshuta, our Mishnah is speaking about a time when there is both a ba magtana and a ba magdoila, and it's telling us the difference between the two. According to the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, we can't learn the Mishnah that way, because in a time when there is a ba magtana, then we say that these mitzvahs don't even apply to a ba magdoila. Says the Karanayu that we'll have to say, according to Rashi, and according to the Skiras of the Gemara, which Rashi learns, that which the Mishnah says that these mitzvahs apply to a ba magdoila is only speaking about those korbanos which have to be brought to a ba magdoila. That's what the Mishnah means. That the korbanos, ma bi ba magtana, the ba magdoila, what is the difference between the korbanos that can be brought on a ba magtana, in which case, even if they're brought on a ba magdoila, the mitzvahs of ba magdoila won't apply, and those, to the other hand, and what is the difference from that to those korbanos of ba magdoila, meaning the korbanos of a ba magdoila, the korbanos which have to be brought on a ba magdoila, where we say that these mitzvahs do apply. That's how we'll have to learn pshat in the Mishnah, according to the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, according to this girsa of Rashi in our Gemara. The Karanayer points out another point, that if we say that this applies to both chitzui, the halacha of mechitza ledamim, and to the halacha of tnufa, then we'll probably have to say that this will apply to all of the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. He says it's a very big chiddush to say that the avoida done on a korban, which could have been brought on a ba magtana, when it's brought to a ba magdoila, will be able to be done by a non-kohen. One of the halachas we learned in our Mishnah is that even a non-kohen can do the avoida on a ba magtana. It's a very big chiddush, but l'chayr we should have to say that all of the halachas of the Mishnah don't apply, and that the avoida can be done by a non-kohen without richut tzidayim v'raglayim, that everything that the Mishnah said about a ba magtana will apply even to the ba magdoila when it's a korban that could have been brought on the ba magtana. Continues the Gemara, now we go back to the Gemara, the line before the last, Upliga de Rabbi Loza. Both of these Lashonis of Rami Bar Chama are in disagreement with that which was said by Rabbi Loza. The Omer Rabbi Loza said, Oilas Bomas Yochid, Shechnisa Befnim, an oila that was done on a Bomas Yochid, that was done on an individual Boma, in the time of Heter Abomas, that he brought it inside, Kotua Mechitza Sechol Dover. We say that the Mechitza, now that he brought it within the Mechitza of the Boma Gdoyla, he brought it to the Mishkan of Gilgal, or to the Mishkan of Noiv Vigivoin, Kotua Mechitza, the Mechitza take hold of it, Lechol Dover, for every matter, concerning every mitzvah that applies, every distinction that there is between a Boma Ktana and a Boma Gdoyla. It now receives the dinim of a Boma Gdoyla. Rashi learns, and the Dibur Amaschil Shehichniso, which is on Daf Kuf Chof, Rashi says that this is speaking about where it was already shechted b'chutz. It was shechted by the ba magtana to be brought as a korban on the ba magtana. It was already shechted, and now it was brought bifnim. We say kol tua mechitzas. We say that the mechitzas now took hold of it, and now all the halachas of ba magdoila will apply to it. And now the zrika will have to be done the way that the zrika is done on a ba magdoila. We'll have to have saviv. We'll have to have mechitza ledamim, and also we'll say that all the other halachas apply. Chaz of a sheik will apply because it's kol tua mechitzas. So that's how Rashi learns. But al kapana the Gemara is saying that this is in disagreement with both of the lashonis of Rami Bar Chama, because here we see to the contrary, that even something that was already done outside, the hekdesh was for a ba magtana, and it's at a time when it's hutar abamis, we say that if it's brought after the shechita, before the zrika, if it's brought to the ba magdoila, it's kultua mechitza, it takes on all the dinim of the ba magdoila. According to Rami Bar Chama, even in the first lasha, we say that if its hekdesh was done for a ba magtana, it can even be brought to the ba magdoila, and everything done there following the halachas of the ba magtana. And according to the second lasha of Rami Bar Chama, we go even further and say that if it was just a time of hetar abamis, if it's a korban which could have theoretically be brought on a ba magtana, even if the hekdesh was made for a ba magdoila, we still say that all of the halachas of ba magtana apply to it, in spite of the fact that it's done in the ba magdoila. So this is in disagreement with Rabbi Lezer, who says the opposite, that kol tua mechitzas, that even something which is done on the ba magtana, if it's brought into the mishkan, then we say that the mechitzas take hold of it, and the halachas of a ba magdoila apply. Now we will go back to the Gemara, again 11 lines from the bottom, and begin the Gemara again following the girsa that we have printed in our Gemara. This is a different girsa, not the girsa of Rashi, but the Karanayra says that he prefers this girsa. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said, Loishanu ela bekotche bo maktano vihikrivum bo maktano. That which we learned in our Mishnah, that there's no mechitza ledomim by a bo maktana, as well as all the other halachas which don't apply to a bo maktana. This we only learned if it's kotche bo maktana, if it's kotchim, that when he was makdashim with the intention of bringing them on a bo maktana, vihikrivum bo maktana, and in fact he was makdashim in the bo maktana. But if it's kodshe ba miktana, he was makdish them with the intention of bringing them in a ba miktana, but then in fact he brought them to the ba magdoila and was makriv them there, he brought them to Gilgal or Noiv Givon and was makriv them there, then we say yesh chitzi, then we say that the halacha of mechitza ledamim as well as the other halachas of the Mishnah will apply. So this is the opposite from the Girsa of Rashi. We're saying over here in the Gemara, we're limiting that which the Mishnah told us, that in a Bama Ketana, that all of these halachas don't apply, and we're saying that that's only if the Avodah was actually done in a Bama Ketana. But even if the Hekdish was made for the Bama Ketana, if it was later brought to the Bama Gdoila, then we say that the halachas of Bama Gdoila apply. Moisiv Rabba, Rabba asked the Kash on this, that's the Girsa of the Braisa according to this Girsa. The Rabbi asked the Kash, it says in the Braisa that Chaz of Eshoik and Trumas Lach Meitoida, whose mitzvah is Tznufa, those mitzvahs apply in Kodshe Bo Megdoila, which means Kodshim, which he was maklish with the intention of bringing them to a Gdoila, but they don't apply to Kodshe Bo Mektana. They don't apply to Kodshim, which he was maklish for the Bo Mektana. So we see from this Braisa that it depends for what he was maklish it. If he was maklish it for the Bo Megdoila, these mitzvahs do apply, but if he was maklish it for the Bo Mektana, then the mitzvahs don't apply, in spite of the fact that perhaps later he did the Avoida, he was maklish it in the Bo Megdoila. This is a contradiction to Rami Barchoma. Rami Barchoma said that even if he was maklish it for the Bo Mektana, if later he did in fact do the Avoida in the Bo Megdoila, that the halachas of Bo Megdoila apply. We say that there is chitzui, and there would also be Chaz of Eshoik and Trumas Lach Meitoida. Says the Gemara, Eima, that I'll say, that were to learn the Braisa differently, noyagin b'bo megdoila, noyagin b'bo megtana. To the contrary, what the Braisa is saying is that these mitzvahs, chaz of eshoik and trumas lach meitoida, are noyag in the b'bo megdoila, irrespective of what kind of kodshim it was, even if it was something that it was maklish for b'bo megtana, but if in fact he did the avodah in b'bo megdoila, then the mitzvahs of b'bo megdoila apply, but they're not noyag in the b'bo megtana. If he did it in the b'bo megtana, that's when we say that these mitzvahs don't apply. So this corresponds with Rami Bar Chama in the first Lashon, according to this Girsa of the Gemara, that we say that even if he was maklish it for a Bamaktana, if he brought it to the Bamakdoila, then the mitzvahs of Bamakdoila do apply. Ike the Amri, some say, Omar Rami Bar Chama, that Rami Bar Chama said the following, Loishanu ela bekotshe Bamakdoila, vihikriven Bamakdoila. To the contrary, that Rami Bar Chama is commenting on that which the Mishnah said, that the halacha of Mechitza Ladamim and the other halachas mentioned in the Mishnah apply to the Bamakdoila. Says Rami Bar Chama, that's only if it's kodshe bo megdoila. If he was makvish it for the bo megdoila, and he was makvish it by the bo megdoila. Ava b'kodshe bo mektana, afal gav de korvinu bo megdoila, ein chitzui. But if it's kodshe bo mektana, if he was makvish it for the bo mektana, even if in fact he was makvish it by the bo megdoila, then we say ein chitzui. We say there's no mechitza l'domim, that the halachas of bo megdoila do not apply. So the second Lashon of Rami Bar Chama is directly arguing with the first Lashon of Rami Bar Chama. The first Lashon of Rami Bar Chama said that even if you were maklish it for a Bo Mektana, but if you were maklish it for a Bo Mektoyla, there is chitzui, the halachas of Bo Mektoyla apply. According to the second Lashon, Rami Bar Chama is saying the exact opposite. That if he was maklish it for a Bo Mektana, even though he was maklish it in a Bo Mektoyla, there is no chitzui, the halachas of Bo Mektoyla do not apply. Therefore, says the Gemara, Lema Mesailit, let's bring a raya from the same Braisa. Chazi v'shoi k'chumas lach meitoy de noyagin b'kotche Bo Mektoyla. The Braisa says that these mitzvahs apply to Kodshei Bo Megdoila, which means Kodshim which he was maklish for the Bo Megdoila, but they don't apply to Kodshim which was maklish for the Kodshei Bo Mektana. It would appear that they don't apply to Kodshei Bo Mektana, even if in fact he was makrivit in the Bo Megdoila. That would be a raya to this Lashon of Rami Bar Chama. Says the Gemara, Ema, that I'll say that that's not what the Braisa is saying. Rather, Noyagin Bibo Megdoila, Ve Noyagin Bibo Mektana. We can't bring proof from this Braisa, because we can learn in the Braisa that they're Noyag in a Bo Megdoila, regardless of whether he was makdishit for a Bo Mektana or for a Bo Megdoila. Even if he was makdishit for a Bo Mektana, if he does in a Bo Megdoila Lo'ilam, we can say that the mitzvahs of Bo Megdoila do apply, and not like Rami Bar Chama. And then it says, Ve Noyag in a Bo Mektana, but they're not Noyag in a Bo Mektana. If they're actually done in a Bo Mektana, then these mitzvahs are not Noyag. So we can't actually bring a proof from this Braisa to the second Lashon for the Ikat Amri of Rami Bar Chama. Then the Gemara says, "Upligad Rabbi Elazar, that the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, only the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, according to this Girsa, is in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Oylas Bamas Yochid Shechniso Befnim Kol Tua Mechitzas Tuchol Dover, that an Oylas Bamas Yochid, an Oyl which was Makriv on a Bamas Yochid, that he then brought inside to the Mishkan and Gilgal and Noivet VeGivain, that we say that the Mechitzas grab hold of it for every matter, for every halacha, for every mitzvah, and it takes on it the dinim of a Bamagdoyla. This is in disagreement with the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama, who said that if it is kodshe bo mektana, even if he brings it and is makriv it in the bo megdoila, that does not have the dinim of a bo megdoila. And this is in agreement with the first lashon of Rami Bar Chama, according to this girsa of the Gemara. Now, according to this girsa of the Gemara, the girsa which we have printed in the Gemara, as opposed to the girsa of Rashi, the Gemara was never suggested suggesting there was no Lashon of Rami Bar Chama that said that if he is makdish for the B'Megdoila and he does it in the B'Megdoila, that halachas of B'Megdoila will not apply just because it's a korban that he theoretically could have brought on a B'Megtana. According to Rashi's Giras of the Gemara, the second Lashon of Rami Bar Chama went very far and was saying that the halachas of B'Megdoila apply only when there is no B'Megtana at all, in a time when there's an Isra on B'Megdoila, or, as Rashi mentions, if it would be a korban which can't be brought on the B'Megtana. But according to the other Giras, so the Giras that we have in our Gemara, there is no such halach in the Gemara Rami Bar Chama. There is no daya, in no opinion of Rami Bar Chama that says to that extent. The two opinions are only whether we say if it's kotche b'mektana and he does it in b'mekdoila, whether halachas of b'mekdoila apply. But certainly, if it's kotche b'mekdoila and he does the avoda in b'mekdoila, definitely all of the halachas of b'mekdoila do apply. According to this girsa in our Gemara, the Mishnah is learned kipshuta. The Mishnah says ma'bin b'mekdoila l'b'mektana, that there's a difference between in the time of heter abomus. There's a difference if one brings a carbon is maklishin and brings it in b'mekdoila, or if he's maklishin and brings it in b'mektana. In b'mektana, these mitzvahs don't apply. In b'mekdoila, all the halachas of b'mekdoila do apply. That is why the Karen Oira says that he prefers this second girsa because it works out better in learning the Mishnah kipshuta. Continues the Gemara, Boi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked a question. Based on this halacha that we just learned, that Rabbi Lazar said that there's a din of kotua mechitzis, that if this carbon which was actually shechted by the B'mektana, as Rashi learns, was before the Zrikas Adam was brought into the Mishkan, we say that the mechitzas take hold of it and bring it over to a new din of B'mekdoila, and that from now on all the dinim of B'mekdoila apply. So Rabbi Zeira asked the Shaila, Oilat Bomas Yochid, an oila of a Bomas Yochid, Dav Kuvchot Shehichnisa Lifnim, that he brought it inside, the mechitzas of the Mishkan and Gilgal or Noiv V'givayn, and then he took it out again, Mahu. What is the din? Me Amrin and Kivin to Ayla Koltala Mechitza. Do we say that since once he brought it in, the Mechitzas took hold of it, and even now that it's taken out again, he will have to bring it in because he has to do it on the B'Megdoila and do it with all the mitzvahs of the B'Megdoila? That's how Rashi then shot in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say that it will be Nitzal B'Yoytze, but Rashi says that since his Koltala Mechitza gave it a din to be brought with the mitzvahs as a korban for the B'Megdoila, that if it was brought out, it will have to be brought in and treated as a korban of the B'Megdoila. Or perhaps we say that once it returned, once it was taken outside of the mechitza, it was returned. Although we say that when it's inside, this gives it a din to be treated as a korban of the B'Megdoila, despite the fact that it began as a korban of a B'Megtana, now that it was brought in, it has a halachas of the B'Megdoila. But once it was, if it was taken out, now it can once again be treated as a korban of a B'Megtana. We don't have to bring it back in order to do all the mitzvahs as we do them on a B'Megdoila. Says the Gemara, Lav Hainu Plukta de Rabba Rav Yosef. Isn't this, can't we compare this to the argument between Rabba and Rav Yosef? It's not, as we learned in a Mishnah. Kotche Kodeshim Sheshachtan Bedorim Moyalin Behem. Kotche Kodeshim, of course, Alochi is that they have to be shechted in Sofen, in the northern part of the Azara. If he shechted them in Dorim, in the southern part of the Azara, they're Possel. However, the Mishnah tells us Moyalin Behem that there is Me'ila on those Korbanos, even though they were shechted Bedorim. Rashi says the Chiddush is that we don't say that it's as if they had been merely choked to death. In other words, that the shechita that was done in Dorim is completely invalid, and therefore it's by kochim that died. And kochim that died, there is no longer a din me'ila on those kochim. They cease to be treated as kochim at all. But here, since the shechita was done in the Azara, except that it was done by Dorim, although they are apostle, we say that there is a din of me'ila. It still has a din of kedusha, and there is a din of me'ila. That's the Mishnah. V'iboyalu, and the question was asked. Here again, there is some confusion concerning the girsa. We'll follow the girsa of Rashi. The question was asked, Olu mahu shiyerdu. That's the girsa of Rashi in our Gemara. If they were brought on the Mizbeach, do we take them down from the Mizbeach or not? In other words, do we apply the halacha of im olu lo yerzu to these kochim or not? We know that there's a halacha of a Mizbeach Mekadosh, that even psulim that are brought on the Mizbeach aren't taken down, they're allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, im olu lo yerzu. The shaila is over here, where it was shechted in the wrong place. It wasn't shechted in Sofen at all. It was shechted in Dorim, so the entire shechita was done wrong. Is there a halacha here also of im olu lo yerdu? So again, the girsa of Rashi is olu ma'u shiyerdu. If they were brought on the mizbeach, what is the halacha concerning taking them down from the mizbeach? Rabba Omar yerdu. That's the girsa of Rashi. Rabba says that they are taken down from the mizbeach. The halacha of im olu lo yerdu does not apply here. They're taken down from the mizbeach. Rav Yosef Omar lo yerdu. And Rav Yosef says that they are not taken down from the Mizbech, that they are allowed to remain on the Mizbech, just as any other psulim which took place here are allowed to remain and to be burned on the Mizbech. So the Gemara wants to make a comparison between these two halachas, The comparison is quite difficult, but Karen Oira says that it's very difficult to understand the comparison. However, the Chazon Ish, in Simen Yud Tes, Siv Kotan Lamed Zayin, does explain somewhat the comparison between these two halachas. But the Gemara learned right now that the machloikas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef is that Rabbah holds that they are taken down from the Mizbeach, the Gemara learned, because the halacha that the mechitza, that the im olu lo yerdu, the halacha that hamizbeach mekadesh, is also a halacha which is somewhat similar to kleitas mechitzas. It's a halacha that being on the mizbeach brings it over to the din of the mizbeach and gives it a din to remain on the mizbeach. And yet Rabba says that it's to be taken off the mizbeach, that mizbeach, that's because it's something that comes from a different mechitza. Since it comes from Dorim, it doesn't come from Sofen, it comes from the wrong mechitza, we say that this halacha to remain on the mizbeach does not apply. So the Gemara is making a comparison and saying that here as well, we should say that since this is from a different mechitza, it's from a bama, it's from outside, even though it's brought inside, this should, we shouldn't say that this gives it all the din, to the extent that if it's taken out, that it gives it a din forever, that it has to be treated as the kochim of a bama gdoila. However, according to Rav Yosef says over there that it's not to be taken down from the mizbeach, so we see that even though it comes from a different mechitza, it comes from Dorim, that still the mizbeach can be mekadeshet. Here also we'll say that although it comes from different mechitza, that the mechitzas of the Mishkan of Noiv Givner Gilgal are koiled it, they take it in to the extent that it has a halacha, that even if it's taken out, that it will be brought back. But as we said, the Karen Oira says that the comparison is very difficult to understand. Al-Kabon of the Gemara is saying that let's say that this depends on the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, no, Tiboy the Rabbah, Tiboy the Rav Yosef. We can ask our question both according to Rabbah and according to Rav Yosef. Tiboy the Rabbah, we can ask our question according to Rabbah. Rabbah was the Mando Omar who said that it is taken down from the Mizbech, that something that was Shechted in Dorim is taken down from the Mizbech, even if it was on the Mizbech. Ad kan loiko Omar Rabbah elo b'mizbech. The Rabbah only said his halacha that is taken down from the Mizbech, that's only concerning the halacha of Kiddush Mizbech, that the Mizbech is Mekadish, something which is possible to Chazi le Mekadish, to Le Chazi le Mekadish, because the halacha is that the Mizbech is only Mekadish, something that's fit for it. Something that's not fit for it, it's not Mekadish. If something is possible to that extent, just as we find before, that there are certain exceptions to this halacha of Mizbech Mekadish, if something is possible to this extent, we say that the halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh does not apply. It's not considered fit for the Mizbeach at all. And he says that something that was shechted in Dorim is so possible that this halacha won't apply. But in our case of Mechitza, even though it's not fit for it, because it comes from a different Mechitza, but still this Mechitza of the Mishkan can be koiled, it can pull it over, can hold it and pull it over to the din of being considered kochei bama gdoila. Because, again, as the Chazon Ish explains, over here it's not possible. Over here it's shas heter abomis, and it was shechted outside the shas heter abomis, even though it comes from a different mechitza, we can still say that this mechitza of the Mishkan is koilet. It does take hold of it and bring it over to the dinim of bama gdoila. Mashenkin over there, Rabbah says that since it's possible, because it was shechted bedarm, it's possible to that extent that the Mizbeach can't be mekadeshet. Oy dilma, or perhaps a filu Rav Yosef, we can say that even according to Rav Yosef, at Rav Yosef is the one who says over there that if it's on the Mizbech, we don't take it off, in spite of the fact that it was shechted bedorim. And we want to make a comparison that here also the Mishkan should be able to be koiled, even though it comes from a different mechitza. That's over there where it's all one makim, even though it's not in Sofen, it's in Dorim, but it's still in the Azara. But over here where it's in actually two different makimis, we're talking about something that comes from outside of the courtyard of the Mishkan completely, and we're now bringing it into the courtyard of the Mishkan, we can say that this cannot be koileted. Or perhaps we say that it's no different. Teku, this remains a shiloh. However, as you mentioned, the Karen Oira finishes his discussion of the comparison of the Gemara between these two questions with Loizochisi Ka'es Lehovin Alocha Zu'al Burya Hashem Yoyer Einai. Continues the Gemara, Milsa the Pshitale L'Rabba B'chad Gisa U L'Rav Yosef B'chad Gisa, this matter, which was simple, which was definite to Rabba in one way, and definite to Rav Yosef in the other way. In other words, this matter about which we had a machloikas in Rabba and Rav Yosef, that of Kodshe Kadoshim, which was shechted in Doran, whether we say that if they were brought on the Mizbech, they're to be taken down or not. Rabba said that they are to be taken down, and Rav Yosef said that they are not to be taken down. So Rav Yosef, Rabba had a definite opinion concerning this matter, with Pshitale L'Rabba Kisa, it was pshita lay that the halacha is that they are to be taken down. And Rav Yosef held that definitely they are not taken down. Miboy lay le Rabbi Yani, this was a question. Rabbi Yani considered this to be a question. He was in doubt about this halacha. Deboy Rabbi Yani asked the shayla, Evrei oilas bomas yochid, the evorim, the limbs of an oila which was brought in a bomas yochid, an individual boma outside in the time of hetera bomas, sha'olu le mizbeach, which were brought onto the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, and the Geirus of Rashi is, Mahu Shiyerdu. What is the halacha concerning them being taken off the Mizbeach in the Mishkan? Since they are actually the Evorim of an Oila, which was done in Abomas Yochi, do we take them down? If they were then brought into the Mishkan and put on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, do we take them down or not? Now the Cheronoira points out that apparently this would be a contradiction to the Gemara before. The Gemara before says the exact opposite, that something that was shechted in Abomas Yochid, if it's brought into the Mishkan, that we say that we treat it with all the halachas of Abomas Gdoila. To the contrary, that becomes its mitzvah, that we're supposed to treat it like kochim of Abomas Gdoila. And here the Gemara treats it as something potzel, and the question is whether if it's placed on the Mizbeach, whether it's to be taken down. The Karanayr explains that there we're speaking about where it was brought in before the Zrika. It was shechted outside with the intention of being brought on the Bamas Yochi. Then it was brought into the Mishkan. There there's a locha of Kotua Mechitzas, and it takes on the dinim of Kochim of a Bamas Gdoila. But here it's Evrei Oilas Bamas Yochi that it was already brought, if the Zrika was already done on the Bamas Yochi. So if the Zrika was already done on the Bamas Yochi, it's Kochim of a Bamas Yochi. And now that it's brought into the Mishkan, it's possible to be placed on the Mizbech inside the Mishkan. And the Shaila is, if it was brought on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, do we take it down? This is an exact comparison to Kodshei Kodeshim, which were shechted in Doram. It was shechted in the wrong Mechitza. Here also, it was shechted and the Avodah was done in the wrong Mechitza. It was shechted and the Avodah was done outside. Even though it's a Shas Heter Abomas that was permitted, but it's still not the right Mechitza to be placed on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. And the Shaila is whether it's to be taken down or not. And the Gemara continues and explains the question. The Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes is, in Ois Zion, if the fire already took hold of it, is ruling over it, it's already been partially burnt, the fire is already ruling over this piece of flesh, then you don't have a question. Certainly it's not to be taken down from the Mizbeach. When the fire is not yet taken hold of it, that's where there is, Rabbi Yana asks this question, whether it's to be taken down from the Mizbeach in the Mishkan or not. And then the Gemara continues, Ika de Amri, and some say that Hecha deloy Moshlo behena ur loy tiboyla. To the contrary, that if it wasn't Moshlo behena ur, if the fire did not take hold of it, then you don't have a question. Then Rabbi Yana would be sure that it is to be taken down from the Mizbeach, ki tiboyla Hecha de Moshlo behena ur. That the question to the contrary of Rabbi Yana was in a case where it was Moshlo behena ur, when the fire of the Mizbeach inside the Mishkan already took hold of it. Then the Shaila is it nonetheless to be taken down or not? My, what is the halacha? Take it. This remains a question. Continues the Gemara Itmar. We learned the machloikis. Shchitas laila bebomas yochid. What is the halacha concerning shechting a korban at night in a bomas yochid? We learned in our Mishnah that there are many halachas which apply only in a bomas gdoila, but not to the bomas yochid. We know that in a bomas gdoila, or in the Mishkan, or in the Beis Hamikdash, the halacha is that shchitas kochim has to, of course, be done during the day. The question is shchitas laila kosher in a bomas yochid? Rabu Shmuel, it's a machloikis between Rab and Shmuel. Chad Omar Ksheir, one says that it's kosher, that the shchitas laila in a bomas yochid is kosher, unlike the bomas gdoila. The Chad Omar Psulim, one says that shchitas laila is possible even in a bomas yochid. The komitla gibi the Rabbi Lozer, and they're arguing in that which Rabbi Lozer said concerning a contradiction in two psukim in Shmuel Aleph. The Rabbi Lozer Romi Kroya Hadodi. Rabbi Lozer asks the contradiction between two psukim. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk Vayomer Begadetim, that Shaul HaMelech said to the people, "You have sinned." It was in the middle of a battle, and the pasuk tells us that the Bnei Yisrael were being oichel al hadam. And Chazal tells us that oichel al hadam means, eating on the blood, means that this were kodshim, and they were shechting them and not without being zayrik the dam. Al hadam means while the dam is still in the vessel without being doing the zrikas hadam. So they were shechting kodshim and eating them without zrikas hadam. So Shaul said to them, Begadetim, you have sinned, you have been treacherous, you've done a begida, an act of treachery against Hashem. Goylu elai hayoim even gdoila. Roll to me today a big stone. We'll make a mizbeach, we'll bezayruk the dam, and then you'll be able to shech these korbanos and to eat the meat. It mentions in the pasuk hayoim today, which would appear that it has to be done during the day, because shechting kochim can only be done during the day. Uchsiv, on the other hand, it says, Vayoimer Shol, Shol said, putzu ba'om, that announce among the people, va'amartanhem, and tell them, Hagishu elai ish shoyroi v'ish siyehu, each person should bring to me his ox or his lamb, ushchatetem bozeh, and shecht with this, which means either in this place or with this knife. Rashi brings over there in the pasuk, he showed them a knife for shechita, va'achaltem, and then you will eat. V'loy sechetu l'Hashem lechol al hadam, and don't sin to Hashem to eat al hadam without doing the zrika first. Va'yagishu kol ha'om ish shayra biyadei. They came close to Shaul, each one with his ox in his hand. Halayla at night, v'yishchu tusham, and they shechted it there. So this pasuk mentions that the shechita was done at night, and the Gemara is learning this was dealing with kodshim. So the one pasuk says that it was done, that it has to be done hayoyim today, because the shechita's kodshim has to be done by day. And this pasuk says that it's done halayla, that the shechita's kodshim was done at night. So the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is how to resolve this contradiction. Mar mishani kan b'chulin kan b'kodshim. One answers that one of these psukim, this one that says that they shechted at night, that's speaking about chulin, that's not speaking about kodshim. Kan, the first pasuk that says that the shechita has to be done during the day, that's speaking about kodshim. So any kodshim, even though it's kodshim of a bama, kodshim which were to be brought on a bama outside, nonetheless, it had to be done during the day. So that's the opinion that holds that even in a bama ktana, the shechita has to be done during the day. Umar mishani and the other man, the Omer, will answer the contradiction, kan b'kotche b'mekdoyla, kan b'kotche b'mektana, that pasuk that says that it has to be done during the day, that's kotchim that they were makdish for the b'mekdoyla. And since they were makdish for the b'mekdoyla, it has a din that it has to be shechted during the day. And that pasuk that says that the shechita was at night is also speaking about kotchim, but it's speaking about kotchim which they were makdish for the b'mektana. Since they were makdish for the b'mektana, it can be done at night. But this man, the Omer, learns that kotchim b'mektana can be shechted at night. The Rashash points out a difficulty with the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that kan v'kotche b'mekdoyla, which means that when they were makdashit, they were makdashit to bring it to the b'mekdoyla, then l'chayra, for them to shecht it there, outside of the b'mekdoyla, even though he put up a b'mekdoyla there, but that's a b'mektana, they are transgressing the mitzvah of mitzvah sasecha tishma, of keeping the netter that they made, as we learned in our Mishnah, that if a person is makdish something for a b'mekdoyla, he's mechuyah to bring it to a b'mekdoyla. If he doesn't, he's not really fulfilling his netter. So the Rashash points out this difficulty with this Gemara. How can we say that it's kotche b'mekdoyla? Now the Gemara brings another machloikis concerning a korban which is brought on a bama ktana. We know, of course, that an oila, that concerning an oila, there's a mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach, of skinning it, of taking off the skin from the animal and cutting it into pieces and then burning it on the mizbeach. Itma, we learned a machloikis. Oilas bama siyachin, an oila which is brought on an individual bama in the time when bamas are mutter, Rav Omar ain to una hefshet v'nituach. Rav says that it does not require hefshet v'nituach. The mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach does not apply to a bama ktana. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar to una hefshet v'nituach, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach does apply, and it requires hefshet v'nituach before it's burnt on the mizbeach, even in a bama siyachin. The komitlagi, says the Gemara, they are arguing with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Oimer, Oila shehikrivu Yisrael b'midbar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that the oila which Klal Yisrael were makriv in the midbar, we learn about the karbonus oila they were makriv at the time of Matan Torah, ain to una hefshet v'nituach, it doesn't require hefshet v'nituach, she'ain hefshet v'nituach elo mi'oil moyed ve'elach, because hefshet v'nituach is only from the time of the oil moyed, from the time that the Mishkan was set up. When they were still allowed to be makriv on bamis, as we learned in our Mishnah, until the Mishkan was set up, there was also no mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We learned earlier that that's in fact the machloikis tanoi. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that there was no mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach on the oilus which they were makriv before hakamas haMishkan. However, once the Mishkan was set up, of course, then the mitzvah was given, and say for Vayikra ba'oyel moyed, the mitzvah was given, and of hefshet v'nituach. Mar savar me'oyel moyed ve'eilech loishna b'mekdoyla v'loishna b'mektana. One man, the Omer, holds, the one who says, Rabbi Yochanan, that we require hefshet v'nituach, that once the oyel moyed was set up and the mitzvah of hefshet v'nituach was given, then it doesn't make a difference if he's being makriv on b'mekdoyla or on a b'mektana. We require hefshet v'nituach. Umar Sover and Rav holds b'bamakdoila in b'bamaktana loy, that in a b'mekdoyla there the mitzvah was given of hefshet v'nituach, but in a b'mektana it doesn't apply, just as it didn't apply before the Mishkan was built. In other words, he learns that the Torah is telling us in Sefer V'yikra that when the Mishkan is built, when you're makriv kabonis in the Mishkan, then there's halacha of hefshet v'nituach. But when there's a zman of heter abamas, when they're in Gilgal or Noiva given and there's a heter abamas and you're makriv on abamas yochid, then it has the same halacha as if you were makriv before the kamas of Mishkan, and we say that there is no need for hefshet v'nituach. But the Rabbi Yochanan holds that this is not so. Once the mitzvah was given, it was given on any oila, whether it was brought on a bamas tibur or on a bamas yochid. So the Gemara Tanya Kavos said to Rabbi Yochanan, we learned a brisa which supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that hefshet v'nituach is necessary even on a bamas yochid. Dorim shebein bamak doila lebamak tana, that these are the items which are different in a bamak doila and in a bamak tana. Karen the kevesh v'yisoid v'ribua b'bamak doila. In a bamak doila, there's a halacha of Karen, that the mizbeach has kronis, it has four protrusions on the four corners at the top, that's Keren, and there's a Kevish going up to the Mizbeach, there's a ram going up to the Mizbeach, Yesoid, the Mizbeach has a Yesoid, it has this protrusion on the bottom, the Ribua, and the Mizbeach has to be exactly square. All those halachas apply to the Bama Gdaila, those apply to the Bama Tzibur, the Ein Keren, the Yesoid, the Kevish Ribua, but Bama Ktana. None of these halachas apply to the Bama Ktana. So these are halachas concerning the Mizbeach itself, and we say that that applies only to the Mizbeach of the Tzibur, but it doesn't apply to an individual Mizbeach. The Brisa then continues, Kiyor v'kanoi v'bom gdoyla, that the Kiyor and its base for doing Rishos Yidayim v'raglayim is only in a bom gdoyla, v'ein Kiyor v'kanoi v'bom gdoyla, but not in a bom gdoyla. Chaz v'shoik v'bom gdoyla, v'ein chaz v'shoik v'bom gdoyla, the mitzvah of chaz v'shoik, of taking off the chaz v'shoik from a shlomim, doing snufa and giving it to a kohen, applies only to a bom gdoyla, but not in the bom gdoyla, because there's no mitzvah of snufa in a bom gdoyla, and therefore the entire loch of chaz v'shoik does not exist in a korban which is brought on a bom gdoyla. Dvarim sheshovsa b'magdoyla l'b'magtana. The Brisa then continues, in what ways is a b'magdoyla the same as a b'magtana? Shchita b'b'magdoyla uktana. Shchita has to be done in the same way, whether it be in a b'magdoyla or in a b'magtana. Hefshit v'nituach b'gdoyla uktana. And hefshit v'nituach that has to be done to the oila before burning it on the mizbeach is both in the b'magdoyla and in the b'magtana. This is a Brisa which explicitly says the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that hefshit v'nituach is necessary even on the b'magtana. The Brisa continues, dam matir umefagel bigdoyla uktana, that the dam is what is matir the korban, both in a gdoyla and a ktana, even though we say that there's a difference in how the zrikas adam has to be done between the b'magdoyla and the b'magtana. We learned in the Mishnah that in the b'magtana there's no din of mechitza l'domim, there's no din of saviv, it doesn't have to be done around the mizbeach, but al kaponim it's certainly the zrikas adam which is matir the korban, and also the din of pigul applies both in gdoyla and ktana. As we learned in our Mishnah, the din of zman, if a person, when he does the avodah, has intention to eat the flesh of the korban, or to be makter the korban out beyond the zman, when it already becomes noiser, then we say that it becomes pigul. This applies both in a bama gdoyla and in a bama ktana. Mumin uzman bigdoyla uktana. Also, mumin, the fact that mumin make the korban posel, and zman, that if the korban is left over, that there's a particular time when the korban has to be eaten and can't be eaten beyond that time, that applies also both in the Bama Gdoyla and in the Bama Ktana. That's the end of that Brisa, which was brought as a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that the loch of Hefshev Nituach applies also to an oil which is brought on a Bama Ktana. Continues the Gemara, Aval Noiser, Vazman, Vatame, Shovim, Bezeu, Bezeu. We learned in our Mishnah that even though we have all these differences between Obama Gdoila and Obama Ktana, however, the halacha of Noiser, that if something is left, if a korban is left beyond the allotted time, it becomes Noiser, and that if then a person eats it, he's Mechuyev Karas. Also, halacha of Zman, which as Rashi explains in the Mishnah, means Pigel, that if a person shechs it or does the Avoida with the intention of not keeping the Zman, of eating it or being masked around the Mizbech beyond the time, then we say that it becomes Pigel immediately. And Tomei, and the fact that one can't eat the korban when he is tomei, or if the meat of the korban become tomei, that's shavim b'zeh b'zeh. That applies both to b'ma gdoyla and to b'ma ktana. Tanu rabbanu, we learned in a brisa, minayin latzay zman b'ma ktana kiv b'ma gdoyla. How do we know that we are to give the halacha of zman of a time in a b'ma ktana as in a b'ma gdoyla? Rashi says that this is referring to noiser, that if it remains beyond the allotted time, it becomes noiser, and one is mechuyev koras if he eats it and it is to be burned. How do we know that this applies to a b'ma ktana as well as to a b'ma gdoyla? And the brisa says, why would I think that it doesn't apply to ha'omra Torah, because the Torah said lon yisara, the Torah said that if something remains overnight, it becomes noiser and it's to be burnt. And the Torah also says that if something goes out of its mechitza, that it is to be burnt. As Rashi says, we learn that from the pasuk of Hein lo yhuva estome el hakodesh pnima, that its dam was not brought inside. We see from there that if it's something which is done inside and it's brought outside of the mechitza, that it is to be burnt. Al kaponim, it says in the Torah that yoytze is to be burnt, and it says in the Torah that lom, that something which has remained overnight, is to be burnt. I would say that my yoytze kosher b'bama, just as yoytze is kosher in a bama, because we're speaking about a bama ktana here, which has no mechitzas at all. There's no particular place where it has to be. Af lon kosher b'bama, then I would say that also lon is kosher in a bama. I should learn lon from yoytze. Just as there's no psul of yoytze, there's no psul of lon either. Even if it remains overnight, it's kosher and it doesn't become noiser. The Brisa asks, the lav kal v'chomer hu mi'oifes. Can't I learn this with a kal v'chomer from oifes? Can't I learn this halacha that lon becomes possible from a kal v'chomer from oifes? Amid base, ma oifes she'en hamum poisel behen, zman poisel behen. If we find concerning oifes, concerning kurbanos ha'oif, that mum doesn't passel in oifes. We say that tamas and zacharis only apply to a behemoth, but not to an oif, as long as it's not a mechuser aver, it's kosher even if it's a bal mum. Zman poisel behen, but still, zman does passel in an oif. We have a a ribui, which is marba, that the halacha of noiser applies to a korban ha'oif as well. Then kotche bo mektano shehamum poitel behem. Then kotchim of a bo mektano, which are brought on a bo mektano in this man of heter abomais, where mum does passel, where it's possible even for a bo mektano if it has a mum. So it's more chomer than oif. Ein adin shezman poitel behem. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that man should also passel, that if it remains beyond the allotted time that it becomes noiser? Says the Braisa, Mala Oifis, Shekane Ein Hazor, Kosher Behen. I can't learn this Kal V'Chomer from Oifis because I have a Pircha. I find concerning Oifis that a Zor is not kosher to do the Avoida in Oifis. The Malik and every part of the Avoida of an Oif has to be done by a Kohen. Toimer Babo Mektana, Shahazor Kosher Ba. Will you be able to learn and apply this Chumra that we have concerning an Oif, that there's a Psul of Noiser to a Bo Mektana, where I find a Kul in Bo Mektana, that a Zor, a non Kohen, is kosher to do the Avoida in a Bo Mektana? So therefore, lo yehei zman possible, but I would say that zman will not be possible, it will not possible a korban which is brought on a bo mektana. So this is what the Braisa is saying, that with misvara, I'm unable to know that this psul of zman, this psul of nois, applies to a korban which is brought on a bo mektana. Because I would say, just as yoitza does not apply, that lon doesn't apply either. The Braisa asks, I should learn it from a kal v'chomer from oifis. We can't make such a kal v'chomer because we find that a zar is kosher to be makriv on a bo mektana. Says the Braisa, Talmud loimer, the Torah says, v'zois toiras zevach hashlomim. The Torah says in the parsha of Pigol, v'zois toiras zevach hashlomim. This is the Torah, this is the halacha of the korban shlomim. Toiras is a ribui, and it means to say that any shlomim, whether it be a shlomim which is brought on a boma gedoyla, or whether it be a shlomim which is brought on a boma ktano, la says zman boma ktano kizman boma gedoyla. This is to make the zman of a boma ktano have the same halacha as the zman of a boma gedoyla. As Rashi explains, that's the parsha of Pigol, and we learn from that parsha all of the halachas of our Mishnah. In that parsha, it talks about Pigol. We'll learn that the halacha of Pigol applies also to a korban of a bo mektana. There's a gzereshava of ovein to noiser. The Rashash points out that he doesn't know why Rashi has to mention the gzereshava. In that parsha itself, there is a mention of noiser. For Al-Kopanim, we know that the parsha is speaking about Pigol. We can learn noiser. And also, Rashi says this is a source for tumah as well, because in that same parsha, it mentions tumah. The parsha there tells us that if either the basar is tumah or if the person is tumah, that it is not to be eaten. And the parsha says that if someone eats kochim benefesh when he's tomek, v'hanefesh asher toichol basar mizevach ha-shlobim asher l'shem v'tumasai olav v'nichas ha-nefesh yimei, that he's mechuyiv kares. So there's a mention of the halachas of tumah as well. So from this word toiras, which the Braisa says is a ribui, is marba, a bomek tana for the halach of zman, we learn this same ribui applies to all three halachas mentioned in our Mishnah, that the halachas of noiser, of pigel, and tomek apply also to a bomek tana. Hadan loch poras chatas uslikolo mesechtes vachim. Hadan loch poras chatas uslikolo mesechtes vachim. Hadan loch poras chatas uslikolo mesechtes vachim.